We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Looking for a great indoor activity to get moving? Triuncle Ed's Outfitters Indoor Archery for everyone 7 and over when accompanied by an adult. The new archery range is open 24 hours a day with unlimited access and coded entry for members. Uncle Ed's Outfitters would be happy to rent archery equipment or give you or the family a lesson from a USA Archery certified instructor. Book an hour or a day of indoor archery at Uncle Ed's Tuesday through Saturday from 10 to 6 in the Oak Shopping Center in Atascadero near Guest House Grill.
Do you worry about where to take your car for repairs? Who you can trust? Mike and his team at the Autobahn are a safe bet. Located in Templeton, behind the donut shop, just off Main Street. They service Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, and Audis. And the Autobahn is certified in those cars and in repairing Land Rovers, Volvos, and Mini Coopers. Call the Autobahn, 434-2200.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
The Los Angeles Rams are acquiring defensive end Myles Garrett in a blockbuster deal with the Cleveland Browns. The Browns are getting defensive end Jared Verse, a 2027 first-round pick, plus a second and third-round pick in exchange for Garrett, who goes to L.A. It's been a busy day on this June 1st of the NFL season, offseason that is. The Giants are signing wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr., his second go-around with the team. OBJ played for the Giants from 2014 to 2018, but hasn't played in an NFL game since December of 2024. Giants are also reportedly signing free agent wide receiver Juju Smith-Schuster and wide receiver Braxton Berrios. Free agent quarterback Russell Wilson, formerly of the Giants, is signing a deal with CBS to be an analyst, turning down a deal to be the backup quarterback to Geno Smith with the New York Jets. Lawmakers in Illinois did not vote on a proposed bill for a new stadium for the Bears in Arlington Heights, and Serena Williams announced she is unretiring and will play in a grass court event next week in London.
Fox Sports Update on the Right Choice, KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar and Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, specials on wine, and dinner specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, California peach tree growers are removing hundreds of thousands of trees after the closure of Del Monte canning facilities left farmers without a major buyer. According to Fortune magazine, one Del Monte plant had processed roughly 30% of California's clean peach crop. Growers expect about 420,000 peach trees to be destroyed as producers reduce acreage to limit future losses. Some farmers say they may shift acreage to almonds or crops with stronger market opportunities. The USDA continues to evaluate possible tariff relief options for farmers impacted by trade disputes and rising production costs. A USDA report says the department has been analyzing potential assistance measures as farmers face weaker export demand and higher costs for machinery, fertilizer, and fuel. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins previously said aid discussions were underway alongside negotiations involving Chinese ag purchases. Farming organizations say uncertainty surrounding tariffs has complicated long-term planning. The Agricultural Retailers Association expressed strong support for H.R. 8870, the Build America 250 Act, long-term surface transportation legislation. ARA President and CEO Darren Kopic says agricultural retailers are a critical link between manufacturers and the farmers and ranchers who feed America. The reliability of that link depends on modern transportation systems, safe roads and bridges, qualified commercial drivers, and federal rules that reflect the realities of agricultural freight.
The future of farming depends on us, today's farmers, ranchers, and families, working together. Washington Farm Bureau is committed to making sure agriculture thrives for generations to come. We're here to support your business, advocate for your rights, and inspire the next generation to carry the torch. When you join, you're not just supporting your farm, you're protecting the future of farming in Washington. Go to WSFB.com and become a member today. Washington's farms and ranches are more than businesses. They're family legacies and the backbone of our economy. At Washington Farm Bureau, we're here to protect that legacy, and that starts with protecting families. Membership gives you access to WFB Healthcare, affordable, comprehensive coverage designed for farm families and agricultural-related businesses. Plus, you'll join a community working to protect farmland, support local food, and secure the future of agriculture in Washington. Find your business solutions today by visiting WFBHealthcare.com.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Motorola adding to its portfolio, the global tech company agreeing to purchase defense solutions for $1.5 billion. The Israeli defense startup specializes in counter-drone technology, ousting malicious drones from airspace. That's a service that's becoming increasingly necessary on a global scale. Berkshire Hathaway agreeing to a $6.8 billion all-cash deal to buy Scottsdale, Arizona-based home builder Taylor Morrison. It's one of the first major moves by CEO Greg Abel, who recently took over the reins from Warren Buffett. Uber selecting Munich, Germany as the testing ground for a new robo-taxi program, as the rideshare giant looks to expand its footprint in Europe. AutoBrains Technology will join Uber on the venture that will incorporate technology from NVIDIA. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
I'm alpine skier Michaela Schifrin. I've won the most World Cup ski races in history. But what does success mean to me? Success means discipline. It's teamwork. It's the drive and passion inside of us, and it's why Stifel is one of the fastest growing global wealth management firms in the country. If you're looking for success, surround yourself with the people who will get you there. If you're an advisor or investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends, next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
The judge said, roll out the barrel, and the brewer was faced with a dilemma. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by Mills Construction. For architectural, metal, roofing, and siding, call Aaron at 610-1256.
If you made a product that could only be shipped long distances under refrigeration, but refrigeration wasn't always available, thus risking spoilage and the disappointment and even ire of your customers, you might want to restrict the sale of your product to an area where you could be sure it would be delivered in top condition, right? Wrong, said a federal district judge recently, in ruling that the Adolf Coors Company of Colorado could no longer limit the geographical territory in which its beer is distributed. Now keep in mind that beer is a perishable commodity. It has a shelf life of about 3 months before the flavor begins to deteriorate in the bottle and its quality goes downhill. Most brewers mark the shelf life dates of their product in one way or another on six packs and on cases. Some even send their salesmen around to the stores to remove outdated beer from time to time, to make sure the customers get what they're paying for, fresh beer. The Coors people told the court that they had a special problem. It seems theirs is the only beer in America that is unpasteurized. It's made by the so-called aseptic process. This gives it a particular flavor. The trouble is that the unpasteurized product must be transported only under refrigeration, or it'll begin to deteriorate well before the normal shelf life limit. To complicate the problem, Coors has only one brewery, and it's in the Rocky Mountains. They claim that refrigerated transportation isn't always available for hauling their beer nearly 2,000 miles to the East Coast. So for many years, they've restricted themselves to being a regional brand, selling only in 11 western states where they felt they could be sure of delivering their product under the proper conditions. Thirsty Easterners, meanwhile, were paying about four times as much as Westerners for the occasional deliveries of the brewery's suds that somehow found their way eastward. The judge was unmoved by the brewery's argument. His ruling was that the Coors firm was engaged in what were called illegal anti-competitive business practices. Now that's a little odd when you consider that this firm is operating in a highly competitive field in which all the competing companies clamor vigorously for the public's attention and its favor. In fact, it's precisely because they have been successfully competitive that Coors has risen to become the nation's fourth largest brewer, even though it's regional rather than national in scope. Presumably, the court case will be appealed, so the final outcome can't be predicted. Meanwhile, those thirsty Easterners may get that Rocky Mountain brew they've been wanting, but will the brewer be able to deliver it in the condition in which they'll want to drink it? You know, the judge didn't offer any suggestions about that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan, in his own voice, brought to you by Mills Construction, specializing in pre-engineered metal buildings. Call Aaron at 610-1256.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Work hard, work safe, wear the best. Red Wing shoes, built for comfort, built for durability, built to handle the toughest jobs. And on the Central Coast, there's only one place to get them. Tack and Shoes, your exclusive Red Wing dealer with the best selection, expert fitting, and boots that won't let you down. Got a Red Wing voucher? Bring it in. They accept them all. Tack and Shoes on the corner of 8th and Spring in Paso Robles or on Marsh Street across from Wells Fargo in San Luis Obispo. Work starts here.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with our special guest, Bear McGill from Honor Flight Central Coast. Bear, welcome in, and thanks for joining us.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks for having us. I greatly appreciate you talking about Honor Flight. It's such a great organization, and the men and women who've served our country deserve to go on these flights.
We'll get into a lot of that, but first, you have a pretty fun big event coming up this Saturday here in at the Astraea Warbird Museum. Let's inform the folks on what it's all about.
Okay, so actually, what we have, we got two things going this Saturday. So we have the Sherman Smoot Legacy Flight, where we're taking veterans up to the Warbirds, and we're flying them around the county. And these are veterans that can't or don't want to go on these flights back to Washington, D.C. So, you know, Sherman was a big supporter, and his wife wants to continue that flight. So we're going to do that at 11 o'clock in the morning so they can get the recognition that they deserve. And then Saturday night, we're doing a big Sherman Smoot Legacy Pour Fest, where we're going to have 20 wineries out there pouring wines for wine tasting. We got Cal Coast Beer going to be there, and we got the Cattlemen and Cattlewomen's Association going to be doing the dinner for us. So, and then afterwards, we're going to have an auction, and it's going to be a great, great night out there.
And the ticket is you get to includes a keepsake wine glass, and then, you know, the delicious barbecue, and then also, are there any sponsorships available?
Yeah, there's still sponsorships available. If you want to go on our website, which is honorflightccc.org, and then you can click on Pour Fest, and you can click on the ticketing, and there's places where you can reserve a table, or you can sponsor a table, and we got two sponsorships. One's a Medal of Honor table, and then we have a Silver Star table that people can purchase.
And for the audience, remember that 100% of the proceeds benefit the Honor Flight Central Coast, California. And beer. I'm thinking about, I'm looking at the list here.
Hey, do we have any beer?
Barry, you are the chairperson of this organization, and you've been involved with it for quite a few years.
Absolutely. Well, I got started in 2012, and then we started our own hub in 2014, and I've been the chairperson ever since then. And in that time, we've been able to fly over 824 veterans free of charge on these flights. And when you figure that up, that's over $1 million that we've been able to raise from the community. And you know, we got such a great community. I mean, they just keep donating and helping us fly these veterans back to D.C.
What sparked your involvement with this? Is there any family history where someone served, you know, along those lines?
So how I got started was my son's was a fireman over in Kern County. Kern County started their hub in 2012, and he went as a guardian on one of their flights. And then when he came back, he said, "Hey, I'd like to go over to the Central Coast and start rounding up veterans to go on these flights." And they allowed him to. And he had a World War II veteran over here that didn't have a family member to go with him. And he asked me if I would go as his guardian. I'm like, absolutely. And after that trip, I made that decision that, you know, this is very important. I got to get involved with this and make sure that all these men and women who've served our country that were willing to die for us have an opportunity to go on these flights.
So just that from the first one, and you've been obviously on several ones, it's emotional every time for you.
Oh, it's absolutely emotional. I mean, when you go, I mean, I got lots of stories. One is at the World War II Memorial, a World War II veteran here from Paso Robles, Gordon. He goes up to the Guam Pillar, puts his hand on there, and just starts bawling. Now, when we first went on the trip, Gordon was kind of grumpy, didn't really want to talk. But after we left the World War II Memorial, I saw a huge change in him. And I finally found out why he got so emotional. That is where his brother died in World War II. And he was just thankful to see that in that memorial, they had a pillar from Guam. So he realized that his brother would never be forgotten. You know, and so, you know, every time I talk about that, I get teary-eyed. And then there's just so many more. When we started, it was all about getting them the recognition and the welcoming home that they never got. But as I've been going on these trips, I've noticed all the healing that happens with these guys, and especially with the Vietnam guys. You see them go to the wall, and they will spend as much time as they can there reflecting on on their service and reflecting on their buddies that died in Vietnam. And it's awesome to see the healing part of it.
I've talked to a couple over the years, and, you know, some of them, they had to be pushed to go, whether it was their, you know, their wife or, you know, somebody, because they were a little reluctant. But without a doubt, that every single one of them said, I'm glad that I was pushed because it was such an experience.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we had a lot of guys tell us, no, I don't want to go. I just don't want to bring up those memories again. But as we took Vietnam guys and they came back, and they're the ones that have been really going out there and pushing their buddies that served in Vietnam to sign up and go on this trip and assure them that this is nothing like when they were serving in Vietnam and when they came home.
And these are some of the, is this consistent of what they will experience when they go back, the Arlington, the Changing, the military women's Vietnam Wall, obviously, and the other memorials that are somewhat standard when people go to Washington, D.C.?
Absolutely. So I'll give you a quick rundown of the trip. We fly out usually on a Monday morning. We get back there at 6 o'clock at night. We have dinner at a VFW. And then the next morning we get up and we head into town and we go to Arlington Cemetery to see the Changing of the Guard. We stop at the Women's Memorial. We go to Iwo Jima Memorial, the Air Force Memorial, Korean, Lincoln, Vietnam, and World War II Memorial. And by the time the day's over with, we've done about 7 miles of walking. And that's why we encourage all veterans that go on this trip to bring a guardian with them. Now, you know, as a guardian, they have to pay their own way. But when you start talking to the guardians, they're just impressed on this trip too, as well as the veteran. And they hear stories that they've never heard, you know. And so that's our one long day of touring. And then our third day, you know, we get everybody up at 5:30. We leave the hotel at 6:30 in the morning so we can be at Annapolis Naval Academy by 7:30. And then the Naval Academy takes us all over to Bancroft Hall, where all the midshipmen live. And then the Navy band comes out, and they'll play all the military hymns. And then at 8 o'clock, they play the colors. And so we're there for the raising of the colors at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then the band, they'll just set their instruments down and come over and just start talking with the veterans. The commandant will come out and the superintendent will come out and talk with all the veterans. And we're there about 4 hours. And then we head to Fort McHenry, where the Star Spangled Banner was written by Francis Scott Key. And before we head home. But, you know, once we get these veterans back, they're very tired. But they, you know, it's a whirlwind trip, like I tell everybody.
I bet. And, you know, depending on the time of the year when you go, humidity change for some can slow you down a little bit too.
Absolutely. We've been fortunate. Most owner flights, we fly either in the fall or in early spring, because we all know that if you get later in the springtime, the humidity, like you said, the humidity just is horrendous back there. And we don't want these veterans to be out there. And it's just horrible to be there when you're just sweating all the time.
I don't know if this is correct, because I know in Annapolis, it's a beautiful campus, number one. It's just, it's gorgeous. But the homes for the, the captains and the colonels and so forth, they built them higher off the ground, and it wasn't necessarily for flooding. It had to do with bugs and mosquitoes. I don't know if they...
You know, that's... I'm going to have to ask my tour guide, Mike, on our next trip back there, which will be September 15th through the 17th. So Mike is one of our tour guides that he's been ever since we started, and I'm sure he'll have the answer for me on that.
Yeah, I was absolutely amazed when I did the tour there, and I go, oh, yeah, because you know there's water right there, and they get some rain down there and stuff like that. That wasn't the main reason. So hopefully it's the same location I'm thinking of.
Oh, it is. I mean, it's right there on the water.
Yeah,
so it's like you said, it's a beautiful campus, and I think those homes, they call that Admiral Row or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, something along those lines.
You know? And those are beautiful homes.
Oh, they're just absolutely gorgeous in the chapel and everything else.
Oh, yeah, that chapel. So the organ player, anytime we go, the organ player, if he's in town, he'll come over and play the organ for everybody. And it's just awesome to hear him play that organ.
It is. There's, again, the history is amazing. One of the things I came across, and this is cool, and this happened back in 2014, and it may not seem like a lot, but I'm sure it does help, because considering what most of us have to go through to get on an airplane, you know, after 9/11, is that the Honor Flight, it was the dignified screening, where I guess there's these folks get priority.
Absolutely. Yeah. And now that we're doing a charter flight, it's even better than that, because, you know, we just have to go through and show our ID, and we go right through the line. And yeah, the wait is like nothing for us.
What is the process of when you, well, you know, obviously you take into consideration, as you just mentioned, the weather, but what is the process? Do you wait until you get it? Well, I know money is one thing, but a certain amount, and how do you arrange the flights and so forth?
Well, so our flight, to take 70 plus veterans, it cost us about $133,000, and that's just for the veterans, and that includes the round trip, the hotels, all the food, all the busing we have back there, and then the other comes from the Guardian. So, you know, you're looking at you know, $265,000 to take one trip. Luckily with COVID, we were able to build our funds up to where we could start doing the charter flights. And then, you know, with the community, when people hear about us, they, you know, we'll come out and do speaking engagements with Rotaries and all kinds of special groups. And, you know, the money just keeps rolling in. I mean, we have people that donate monthly to us. And we're able to keep our funds up and keep these flights going, you know. And so this is one of our only fundraisers that we really do. But I was contacted. Here's a fundraiser that happened yesterday at the poorhouse. So I was contacted by Casey Carlson, and he wanted to put on a unsanctioned car show over at the poorhouse, and guys would bring their own cars and donate $10 to enter their car, and all that money came to us. And you know, there must have been over 50 cars that showed up yesterday. And then the poorhouse, for every pint they sold, they gave a dollar back to Honor Flight. Now, I don't have the total amount yet, but it's going to be pretty significant. And it's groups like that just, you know, they want to make sure that we keep flying our veterans. And Casey actually went on one of our Honor Flights 3 years ago as a Guardian with his dad. And he's been wanting to do something for us. And he finally figured out what to do and how to raise money for us, which... they're going to have this event on the last Sunday of every month for the next 5 months.
Oh, so. That'll be good. Oh, we're going to be heading to break here in just a second, but I want to get back to this. Is from the inception, you know, when you got involved in 2012, but then I guess what, 2014 is really the year when you really started getting going?
That's when we got our hub up and going. My son was getting a little frustrated because we weren't getting a lot of veterans on flights.
Okay, that's one of the questions I wanted to ask. We'll get back to that. We're talking with Bear McGill. That's Honor Flight Central Coast. We'll be right back. You're listening to Sound Off.
Usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. no hassles, and return my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Listen to this real Paso Robles Glass customer where they installed 23 replacement Milgard Tuscany windows and two sliding doors.
Steve Eklund, Craig Smith as an architect and a proud and honored client of Paso Robles Glass. Hey, the boys are doing a great job. They just left. Everything is just fine. Extremely good crew. You got that crew is exceptional. They're all hardworking guys, very careful, very cautious. All is good. I think they have one more day tomorrow, wrap it up, the finished work. I'd like to set up a time to come up and see you next week. I've got a big, big project I'd like you to look at for me. Whatever works on your end, just wanted to let you know, Steve. Take care. Bye.
Get rid of your old broken windows and get new Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors with Milgard's ironclad lifetime warranty.
Serving San Luis Obispo County for your weed abatement needs, your best bet is Ken Silva. From half acre to 25 acres, integrity, hard work, and quality service. Mowing accomplished with tractor and flail mower, which is cost effective and more efficient. Clean it and cut it with Ken Silva. Free estimates. Call or text Ken Silva, 805-459-6011.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with our special guest, Bear McGill. Honor Flight Central Coast, they have a big fundraiser coming up at the Warbirds Museum this Saturday. Bear, when we went to break, I wanted to ask, how long after, we'll just say officially, did you folks get going that you were able to get, you know, kind of get rolling a little bit and getting people to sign up and do this and, you know, get out of first gear to second gear, so to speak, on the honor flights?
Well, I mean, you know, a lot of these guys signing up was a lot of word of mouth. And I would have to say, you know, it was probably 5 or 6 years before we were able to really get our list built up to where we had, you know, over 300 veterans on our list to go on these trips. And, you know, when we first started, we were only going 25 veterans, and we were taking, you know, if we were lucky, 2 to 4 trips a year out of San Luis, and that allowed us to get, you know, 25 veterans on a trip at a time. And then, you know, COVID hit, and we were able to build up the funds, and Kern County was doing charters. So I contacted Lili from Kern County, and I'm like, how are you guys doing it? I need to start this. And I said, you already invented the wheel. I don't need to. I'm just going to take your wheel and implement it over here. And that's how we end up getting doing our charters. And it's really allowed us to take a lot more veterans on one trip at a time.
One of the things I came across, and it's interesting, I hadn't thought about it, is, you know, and it's on your website, is, you know, why do I need a guardian? I mean, you know, I'm in good health, but I don't, if you think about it, the guardian's going to do all the work for you.
Absolutely. No, the guardian, if you want the guardian to go get your food, you just ask them to go get your food. They're there to be with the veteran, take photos for the veterans, because it's hard for a veteran to, you know, I mean, I can't do selfies very well by myself, you know, and so that's one of the things that the guardians do. And it's just to hang out with the veterans. And we do have veterans that say, I don't need a guardian, you know, but National requires us to have guardians. So what we'll do so we can get more veterans on the trip is we'll take these veterans that are in great shape and we'll pair them with each other and then assign one guardian to hang out with them. And I always tell those veterans, I go, He's here to just keep you out of trouble, okay? So so he's not here to babysit. He's just here to keep you out of trouble and make sure I don't have to come bail you out of jail.
Okay, so as far as people either wanting to be a guardian or to get on a list for a trip, what do they need to do?
So to sign up as a veteran or a guardian, they just go to our website, which is honorflightccc.org, click on apply, and then if you're a veteran, fill out the veteran application, and if you want to be a guardian, then click on the guardian application, just fill it out. Once you've completed it online, you hit submit, and it goes right to our person, Carol Lee, that handles all the applications that sets the trips up.
And is this on a first-come, first-serve basis, or depending on which war you were in?
Well, it goes by war era and age, you know, because we found that we have actually quite a few Vietnam veterans that are getting up over their 80s. And so we're trying to prioritize the older veterans to get on these trips now.
Hmm. Well, it's, again, like a lot of things these days, the access to what you need to do online is not, matter of fact, it's pretty simple.
Yeah.
It's whoever designed it did a marvelous job on this because most commonly asked questions that you also have on that site for people who, you know, they just want a little bit more details on, okay, you know, whether a guardian or, you know, how can I do this?
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of Q&A on there for people to read. They can always, I think my phone number's on there. I encourage anybody, if you have questions, call me. Just call me. I will return your call. I will answer any question you have. And anytime you have a question that maybe I haven't answered, call me back. And we'll make sure you know everything there is about this trip. And I just want all our veterans to go on this and have a great time because they deserve it.
Certainly they do deserve it. And one of the things is that when they have to be so-called pushed or not, they should, you know, hopefully they'll talk to somebody who went on one of these flights and know the experience that it will it'll have on their life.
Absolutely. And I got to tell you that now that we've started doing these charters and we've had over 824 veterans go on this trip, I love being out there in the community and seeing one of these veterans with their shirts that we give them or their jacket or their hat. And so it reminds me that they went on that trip because I'll walk up to a veteran that may have went on the trip 6 years ago and he's wearing his veteran hat. And, you know, if he doesn't have our pin on his hat, I'm always talking to him about, hey, have you ever heard of Honor Flight? And he goes, oh, yeah, I went on it about 6 years ago. Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
Well, one of the things about Honor Flight, it actually starts back, I think, in about 2004, 2005.
Yes.
And now, from what I understand, there's almost 150 chapters across the United States.
Yeah, there's, I think we just went to Summit. I think it was like 135, 137. And they're always adding new chapters. So, you know, it's funny how, you know, it took Kern County until 2012 to get a chapter because they hadn't heard about it. And it started in 2005. So it slowly made its way across the country. And now you're seeing it on national news. And so a lot of people are hearing about it and starting hubs up in different areas.
All right, and if they can't make it to the barbecue and all the fun this Saturday, they can go online and donate. There is a donate.
Yeah, there's a page. Donation button on the website, and if you don't feel comfortable doing that on the website, you can always mail in a check to our P.O. Box at 1750 here in Paso Robles, and for every donation we get, we always send out a letter with the amount with our 501c3 number on it so you can use for tax purposes at the end of the year.
All right, folks, it's coming up this Saturday the 6th from 5:30 till 9 at the Estrella Warbird. Wine, beer, food, silent and live auction at Support Fest for the Honor Flight Central Coast. Bear, thank you so much for what you do, and thank you for coming in.
All right, thank you, Kevin. I appreciate it. And everybody out there, you have until Thursday to get your tickets. So come on out and enjoy the evening.
Enjoy your afternoon. Susanna's coming up next. Thank you. Thanks for listening to The Right Choice, KPRL.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.